nimo pangore, kondo pangore, ngaje pangore, se tsangma sikiyora, shiriba tuzo sikiyora.
Na.
Ina nimo pangbo kandis pangore sing, nimo yonsa ki tsawa de, nga rangwa samlo tamba tiki yongdo sikiyora. Tien de rangwa ne tube nga de yo ma res. Oda shendas na wo, nga rangwa ne mena, digmar nga de rangwa ne yore, rangwa yore, takba yore, temba yore, suchili togu ma re, kora chibu yo togu re. Mangbo lo tozi ndel ni nga sogu ma re, nga kora chikure, takpa, chikuse tire, shenta rogwa kwa mwendo kwa kora rang chikbu janjang yon tukure. Luyo da chede zari tol go maare kwa kora rang yon tukure sigora. Za takpa, chikbu, rangwa yon res. Di mena, ane logda re kyo shiman dungge yon maare, kyo ngaman de yon gindine shiman dungge yon maare, tarba kari yon re, kange yon maare sigora. Zaza oda di, shenji tenpa tuzo ki sungba di mwende maare es. Dei sanje sungbe de mone re ta ti hiegi ora. Eta o dijilata.
So then if you look on page 324, the outline there at the top where it says 3B, the eliminating arguments is the title there, but then at B it says showing that other teachers are not authentic. And so here we're talking about the non-Buddhist philosophers. I mean, principally, this is an Indian text, so it's talking about non-Buddhist philosophies in India. And then they have this strong belief in a self that's permanent and unitary. It just sort of exists on its own. If that kind of self didn't exist, then how would you explain what goes to the next life and comes from the previous life? And they hold very tightly to a certain view of self that has these qualities of being independent and permanent and what do you say, unchanging. And then the idea is that exists all on its own. This idea of unitary, it just means that it doesn't need anything else. It just exists on its own. It has its own existence. And so then they don't, although they're interested they say, their purpose is to overcome the afflictions, okay, these mental afflictions. But they don't see that the root of the afflictions is this misconceived self. What they're seeing is that you couldn't have anything if you didn't have this self that exists on its own. So then we have. So then that's this is the context where we're talking about emptiness.
Ta tunda de ko shengi tomba tu su kari shegi ar sinarwa. Ta de keji gin gyurwa che mambu chul tue jin de nun duwa chengi maa rees gyora. Takwa rees gyora. Tene tak chik sidi, mambu chul tue jin de nun daa rees gu maa re. Ko kora rangi yue tu gure, kora chik bu. Shanda rogba gwa mara, kura chikbu yoto kure sige wara, tak chiksi wara, chikbu chame chiksi wara. Cha, lakbar zine cha mangbu yorwa de, dyurje mangbu yorwa de zo gwa mara sige, kura chik janja, kura chikbu janja yoto, tak chiksi wara, chame ji chikbu sige wara. Rangwa jen, pungbu dan shanda lto jen regu mara, kura nalo le wara, rangwa jen re, kura rangwa jen re. O di ta digi, ane kiwa shima lo tarwa togu re, nyamo se gure se na. Di tenpa yangda maa rei sige wara. Tenpa yangda yena nyamu saya kore, nyamu saya bate rangwa me taa ti yo maa re, taa kechi ki njurwa chigo wara, yudan kia mangbu tsuwa nindugu yo wara. Midak wara. Cha mangbu le tue si te kore, chik janja yo maa re, mangbu chi tsuwa nindugu wara. Cha dan che ba. Ane rangwa wa maa re, shen wa maa re, shen le tue tuk re. O tenre taa tenge, taa te tongba. Tindra tenge tongpa te yang takwe tongpa re, te menpa te tena yang takwe tongpa ma res te shege wara.
Oh, so then it's explaining how, what the difference is between a true teacher and somebody who's not a true teacher. And in these non-Buddhist philosophies then, they have this strong belief in a self that's permanent. They don't see that the self is constantly changing from one moment to the next, and dependent upon many causes and conditions, and there's a constant process of transformation, and then they believe that the self is permanent, and then they believe that it's unitary. It's not, or it doesn't need to depend. It doesn't depend upon other things. It exists on its own, totally separate from anything else, and then it also that it's independent. When you say unitary, what it means is it doesn't have any parts. It's just one thing. Okay, so then it doesn't have any anything. That's the easiest way, unitary in that sense. And then with the independent, is the third quality, is that it doesn't depend on anything, or that this self doesn't need to depend upon anything else. Whereas then the Buddhists, the authentic teacher, are the ones who say, no, the self is constantly undergoing a process of change, and is dependent on many different causes and conditions, and is therefore impermanent, and it's also not unitary. There's an aggregation of many different things that come together, so it has many parts. You know, it arises dependent upon those, and then it also is a dependent arising in the sense that it always it's not independent. It always comes into existence dependent on, in particular, imputation or designation by name and concept. It always has some kind of a dependent existence. And so the teacher who shows that's the authentic teaching, or the authentic teacher, sorry.
This one? Oh, that's Shenji Tumba Tarna to Tumba Nesgura, Tiruta. Kangi Jigden di Tongasgura. Shenji Tumba Kangi Jigden di Kandis Tuki or Resina. Di Gudan Jebutozo Tonga or the Kunzu Shingi or Maresera. Jigden di Kandis Shun Resina, Jigden di. Jidin cheba bo shi shi mba re, cheba bo takba shi yo re, digi yin di suwa ba re, saya nab tinda shi yi yo rdo. Jidin di trubdang trublu di yin kunzu tonga wa shi yi yo ma re suwa ra, di lai labu re suwa ra. Kangin jidin di tonga. Tene shen la lunba nis, tene teta bu tenba tene, shen da tene ngubi nesu, tile tonga wa tazula da, ko tile diya kawa shi yi re, tazula lunba re se. Yun rinpo yu tuan dala kunzu kunzu lu dhugu dhe si gwa ra, yang dhagba dhigma ngot kun dhugu dhe si gwa ra. Hara sida nga sam ngan zil henji dhe yoyo bre. Tingwa dhila kunzu lab cha o nga dhe dhagba re, chami re, chikbu re, rao wa re, tuklo sopo tuzo, tuklo nanshin re, pa yuksha chepo cha nga dhe dhagba dhagnya se, dhosha gre, tindu lab gwe wa ra. Ane ko be ngan zil henji dhe yoyo ka, dhe ka nga chukta gya so ne, yun rinpo yu ba to,
Those who find it hard to see this world are ignorant of others. This means that those who are, you know, can't possibly, they see the world as existing in a certain way, right? That for instance, is the idea of a creator God. God created all these things, and then that they have a certain kind of way of existing that is permanent and unitary and independent, and then they find if they see the world in this way, then how can they must, if they see the world in this way, then how can they then be know how others are? Then they're ignorant of how others are. So then those who follow them will be misled. So then when it says those who follow them, that means those who follow these kinds of teachers, who are under this kind of ignorance, then will be misled for a very long time, because one, they have this innate kind of misconception of self that they're not addressing at all, and then they're adding on top of that new misconceptions about the self, and so then it's they're under the influence of this kind of those two kinds of misconceptions for a very long time.
Rākpa rēsa wā, tī bē lē lābu rēsa shantāl tūdi. Rāk bē nē jāns, tī nē tsū tī jāns gī wā rā. Tōng kā wā tē nē sī, kōn tsū tōng kā wā rē, shē kā lē kā bō rē, shīng gī wā mā rē sī gī wā rā. Tā wē nē shēn lē lūmbā nī bē, tī lē tā wē, nē tōng bā tā dā yu mē tā tī rē kō tā, tī lē jā kōn tsū shē tō gu mā rē sī gī wā rā, kūpa chā gī rē sī gī wā rā, lūmbā nī bē. Kansa teta, kansa kanda se, tumba kora ta, te tumba tinte china, kansa kanda tumba te che su tane, ane, ta yore, rama yore, tene, ta tarwa toku nyamu se gu se na, che su nrungi duzo, tile jane, kansu ta, nyuri mbi pa tu kongwa kodo gudesi, lu hidu gudesi gara. Kansa kanda te che su nrunga teta asik duwa, pangza lhenji dan se lu dire, chitane ko nganzi da, nga samsang nga tang zin da rama dhruvan zin pe lo lenji chi yo re ti kaan la kunzu ka yang ja o di re da si tende takwa re chi ji re si zin pa pe shuk tharu tang sha rwa pangze lenji da kunda si tu ti re kunda tume shiangwaan do gyur bias tang zin lenji da tang zin kunda ki shiangwaan do gyur re ta tende si yo re samsang gi wa re shuk chir lo re shindu yun rin lo bar gyur bias pa aja yun rin gul ta pe lindu re konzo kangye gure se gora. Ta leson deba nam je sa, so yakbo yong denge chi yina, ta leson deba nam je lobe temba pangne yang dagbe temba la teje kubar cha oso, o tinda tenge temba tuzo chesu mandwa che, sa je chumden de yang dagba tenge ke lamdege chesu ndogo gure se gora.
So then, those where it says, if we look in the commentary, then those who find it hard to see this world is talking, in the commentary, it just simply says non-Buddhist teachers, or we could say non-Buddhist philosophers, who have difficulty in discerning even the way of course, cause, and effect operate in relation to the physical environment and inhabitants of this world. So when it's talking of it's when it's saying even the way of course, cause and effect, it's talking about a certain view of things as, well, for instance, having the idea of a creator, and then on top of that, the creator themselves is permanent. And so then they have even the way of ordinary cause and effect is hard for them to understand. So then how can they, then it says, are ignorant regarding other subtle matters, means how could they understand something more at a more subtle level, if they can't even understand things at a coarse level, in terms of, especially in terms of cause and effect, then people who follow them will just will thus come under the influence of innate and intellectually formed attitudes, which must be given up, and they will be misled for a very long time. Here, the idea of innate attitudes is talking about this misconception of the self, which is just comes up automatically, where we're misconceiving how the self exists, and that's considered innate. And then intellectually formed means that they acquire these based on listening to these teachers who are ignorant of the way things really, of the subtle way things are. And so then when it says, both these innate and intellectually formed attitudes, which must be given up, these are the things that must be eliminated to overcome the afflictions, then so they don't have any way of overcoming them, and so they're going to be misled for a very long time. And so those who are interested in their own good, somebody who's really wants something better for themselves, should give up following these teachers, these false teachers, and then should entrust themselves to the true one, that is the Buddha, who knows these subtle ways. Sloga di because I did subject wa
subject
manangi yongi ro
o de de tanga zu de da di wo de lia ne lu ji te to ka wa se do ne lu ji te to ka wa de le ten zen de jinga se do wa ni ko ro wo ne pa se yongi ro wa o di na ne da tong ban ni le ta be ju sen se do tong ban ni le ta be ju sen de ka re se na ne de lia tarban de lia ten zen sum de yongi do wa ti de ba se tarban de jang so ra o tungen le tarban de wi ore chiriba ge kansa do zo da nang ba do zo su yin ne ro wa chiriba kyo do zo tarban de wi ore tungen le tar de wi ore tungen kyo nyo mo se de wi ore yin na kashi mudi je ge che sun de ju sen ka re sna ta da ne mudi je da yo re se de ti ge che sun du do wa ta me re rang wa da yo ma re sun ge de che sun du mi do wa ke ka re se ge wa ra Udi, Rama da yo maris, Nazuk, Lord Hangi Nalia. Now, should do da Ramune, Yoban Zimbe, Lord Hangi, Yoban, as Kangal, you are. Don't you angel, you are, Nana, some time, but Nazil Hangi, you are. Udi, Gasole. Nazil Hangi, you have a colony, O Kiran, Nanzing, us, and some banishing out of your marit, and your maritas lamna. Kushigi or Kachi. Those some look on the shield of your order. One of you better your tomb among I should use some tat in this your maracena could give you a marmedia or out in the car game and get you do not make it you do some jiggy or this on the co telling I use and get them by the chest on the yard on I you talk about it then but it's never not trouble you only yard do some teachers to your risk.
So then here we're, if you look on page 324, we're sort of transitioning to a new topic where it says difficulty of understanding the meaning of the fundamental mode of existence means the meaning of reality or emptiness. And so then why emptiness is feared. And then our next verse then is under this title where it says why some, although seeking liberation, follow the forders. And then basically they're at this time what did he say? Then
2:45.
So then we have this this kind of innate tendency to always think I, and to always misconceive the self. And this is present in animals, not only in us humans. It's present. Everybody has this innate misconception of self. And so then there are some teachers who say, well, then, you know, that self exists and it's permanent, and they sort of you know, reify this self, and there are people who then follow those teachers and were in the hopes of overcoming their afflictions, and whereas the where you have the Buddha teaching that this kind of a self that we just innately adhere to, that kind of a self doesn't exist. And so when they hear that these followers, then when they hear that kind of a teaching, that the non-existence of that kind of self that just seems so, that we have our gut feeling about that exists in a certain way, then they don't like it. They have some you know dislike of that teachings and don't follow that and don't you know, choose not to follow such a teaching. Then so this verse is talking about that.
Parwa tobe chedo, ane nga ngan zinla soba nyumo ba teda meba sone, parwa liyan dhuye di, shangi kalli kagure esgi ora, nyangen dhe para rang dhu kang, tene shindu chakawe, tene lega chire esgi ora, elao mar esgi ora. Drimbe le shinsa, o tende nyangen dhe para tobe nyumo se gugu yo na, ane nga zinba tigi samba na shi nga tende shiyo mar esi tongba, Togore, Comgore, Samgore, Songang, and Dembasanje, Jumden, Degge, Chishindu, Dongay de Las, Yora, Jimbelesh, Chesun Dangay de La, Tamba Mai, Tamba Nisora, Maize, Kibu Namjuche, Shirab Yago, Mangangi Kansa, Kibu Tamba Mai Batezo, and the same day, Sanjay Sumba Nashi, oh, Tongba Nyesi at the Lund, Drogumar, Konzo Tagi, or in Jiggy, or Eswar. Oh, did you love?
So then, this verse is talking about, it's not in quite the order of the Tibetan, but anyway, we can try. The unwise take no delight in letting their mind follow a guide who has done that which is most difficult, attain nirvana. So here, we're talking about the Buddha here, a guide who has done that which is most difficult, attain nirvana. It means that the Buddha underwent a lot of difficulties and hardships in order to understand the selflessness that then made it possible to attain liberation or nirvana. And then, the unwise take no delight in letting their mind follow. Okay, means that follow this kind of a guide means that here we're talking about somebody who's that doesn't have a good intelligence, a sharpened. Well, just we say they don't have a good intelligence, and then when they hear that this kind of hear the idea of selflessness, that their innate self then doesn't, this innate self, shall we call it, our idea of an innate self, our innate misconception, innate self, our conception of an innate self is a misconception. When they hear that, then they're afraid, actually. They actually, you know, don't like it, and they're afraid. So then the unwise take no delight in letting their mind follow such a guide.
Yudhar kiwe shenye ji che suan, ta tangma di gandhi she gyag yuwa ra. Kiwe shenye ki tongpa nye tengi kiwe shenye che suan wa ta. Ngobo dambar zimbe tima to niya, o nga zu ki rang da ngobo kanga la paa tene tongne, rang wang du chuba tongne shi di yin yin san san dambar zimba di meba suan ni sigi wa ra. Dor ni nyang elen debe tene, nyamo kanga se chu ni nyang elen debe chongji du. Jawa kain yang buat itu, sendu caga wajib beres. Tapi kalau kau beres gara, tunggu sambil naik ada. Caga wan zeba tuju sendu dalam we, jembar sange cuma dia degi cik sendu, cecu, jangan dia kibu tambah main be, kansa tezo, namju ribu yabu menge, namju yabu menge tezo, cik sendu jauh tunggu maris gara, dia cecu jauh ala sem kau yau maris gara. Tua main di karis ni ko tongba ni dulu ko cagi waris gara. Oh, jadi pada mungkin dia cagi doa samje. Oh, dia ni samje. Oh, dia cius tangi waris gara.
So then here the commentary goes to be taken care of by a spiritual friend, spiritual teacher that means, or just simply teacher, and go to the city of Nirvana. Having rid oneself of the stains of conceiving things as truly existent means is very difficult. It's a very difficult undertaking. Conceiving things means both ourselves and everything around us as lacking this kind of we call it a self, as lacking independent or self-existent self, though one with great compassion who did what was difficult to do has come to guide them. Okay, so then the Buddha then had the ability to come do what was difficult and understand this. Lack of things is existing in the way we innately conceive them to, misconceive them to exist, then unwise people in this way, you can think of unwise people as not having an ability also to analyze it, that they're not really very analytically inclined, take no delight in letting their minds follow this guide because they fear emptiness. They hear that kind of innate self doesn't exist at all, then that causes them to be afraid.
Tanah si tak bersih je bercanggih usem si tak macam ber. Oh susu bersih ke cewek si gurih si. Soalnya kita cuma lambat tu, tu ko di kanggal sungguh yomar. Di mana sungguh dia cuma yang dah jadi tempat si dah. Wan tu lami ko wan tu tarwa tu je tinggal semua tu tangban ni sudah sungguh yomar. Canggih usem tu sungguh yomar. Oh kap kap liat dah yos sungguh orang sange ke. Tujuan kasih pak tujuan kami dah sampai kanggal tinggi orang. Ko ngaji na hakum marwa. Baju desi ane ko hak kosa maris. Oh ko lokta kesar esamna. Oh dah yor eh. Pungu nalol dah jude yor eh. Pungu ane kuru ko ko abu kasa tinggal sungguh orang. Oh di itu sana kasih orang. Sanje tuje ina kanggal tinggal sungguh orang. Tiada cima tu ni sanje nyangel desu tu. Oh tongban ni teh de sanje kamar esing do. Sanje sungguh orang. Ani canggih usem saya tak bersih je bercanggih usem. Oh dia tu sanje sungguh orang. Tiba simpan do tu tongban ni teh cedar eh. Tak bersih je bercanggih usem mare. Di tiba simpan do mare sih nampak leh coba orang. Jadi cuta mawan do tu pada cuta mawal sobat itu ke. Semacam itu, tamu tempat madu saya tu keling marwa. Umur pasi dah tu dia nenek tosho dekik. Cuma tamu yang aju tuan esok tempat mara saya di sini orang madu. Sebab kanggo keling dia mara.
So then, so then when we're talking about selflessness that and how others are afraid, then the Buddha himself didn't always teach selflessness to everyone or emptiness to everyone. The Buddha has this ability to discern what it is that's going to be helpful to that particular disciple. And so he wouldn't teach this idea of selflessness to everyone. And in fact, he also wouldn't teach this idea of that others are more important than yourself, and that you have to change your orientation from thinking about yourself to only thinking about others. He wouldn't teach that to everyone also. To certain disciples he would teach this, give this kind of teaching. And then to the other disciples, then he would talk about the Four Noble Truths and how and then how you have to, cause and effect of karma, and how you have to overcome you have to work for your own salvation and so forth. And then he'd also, but actually he would, in some cases, in some of his discourses, he'd actually say that the self did exist, that there wasn't this misconception of a self, that your feeling about how you innately feel about the self, that's correct. he'd say that to some of, because of this fear of their feeling that it doesn't, of being told that it doesn't exist at all. So then what happened is that then there came out these various tenet systems in a dispute amongst all the followers of the Buddha as to what he actually said. So then there were these Sanskrit terms, Vaibhashika, Sautrantika, and Chittamatra systems came out, and all of them feel that persons and things exist, in their own right. They have some kind of self-existence. And then it's only the higher tenet, what we call the highest tenet system of the middle way view or the Madhyamaka, that then teaches this, teaches according to what the Buddha taught in these Prajnaparamita sutras, okay, that things completely, this idea of the non-existence or the non-existence of this misconceived self, okay. So then, and also that, not having, instead of changing your orientation from being preoccupied with yourself to being totally preoccupied with others. And so these are taught in this middle way. Not all people can receive those kinds of teachings. And so then the dispute sort of went as far as saying, well, where the Buddha taught those kinds of teachings, those are completely false teachings. That the Buddha never said that. Those discourses are false completely. So the Buddha, is not like us, in the sense that he understands people exactly how they think, and so then he teaches according to them, the way they think. So it's a good time for questions at this point.
I have a question, Josh. Nancy?
Oh, Nancy, yeah.
I have a little trouble with that line of reasoning because I say to myself, if we say that Buddha taught things that are wrong to people because he knew that they would be afraid or they weren't ready to understand it, then how do you know when he's doing that and when he's not? We're also supposed to look at his teaching like a goldsmith examines gold. And couldn't you apply that reasoning to anything then?
That's a... Yeah, right. No, that's dapjagi dumba tam tam dak yode dak me mebade de nika sumber wa dene that's a kandres de gagi demba de gagi demba ma de kandres ha go go de tam tam chichena de dak meba de did demba ma de so ha that's a cheva chena dene kandres ha ha go
Chidan kol da ye son me son rwa. So so samlo tane, o da me bade so so yapo samlo drugo me do na. Da ye be chol de shani agrwa. Ti ton dal son gyo ara. O da ya so so namjo chene, o ti takje che go do sam go takje che go rwa. Da me bade lo ko juse yang da she gyo ara. Rawa me da me bade. Rangwe ne drube da me bade lo ko ba keje she, keje she, keje she. Musum la tutu ba ko kong je gyu ara ngo tok ni ri be kong je tu 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 ra
na
ra we da ye ba de ri be tu ji yang da yo ma re o di yin du ri ba sam lu da ne o da me ba som ba de dan ba re de le ri be ne ji me du tu ji yang da du sam tu ge yo ra
na
da ye ba som ba de le tu ji yang da me du sam o tin de chen ne che ba che tu ra
na
na chi dan ko da ye ba me ba le ji gi yo ne da ye ba shi sha che Tongbanyi de dami kye kwa marwa ko. Chwe tamze dame basi ki warda. Chwe tamze tenbar me basi warwa.
So when the Buddha said, if it makes one uncomfortable in general, if it, to say that everything doesn't truly exist or nothing, there are teachings where the Buddha said that, and then that, if that makes one really uncomfortable, then one should just keep to the teachings where the Buddha said that the self does exist in a certain sense. But then if you can apply reason, though, if we can use our own ability to apply reason, there's a certain kind of reason called the inference by the power of the fact, okay, where you then can reduce or deduce, I don't know if it's, the word is correct, deduce, but you can bring that kind of a teaching down to our own direct experience, so that then we can sort of understand that the teachings that through our using our own ability to reason we can understand that the teachings that teach about that are giving teachings on the non-existence of the self, okay, of selflessness, then that kind of teaching is correct. And whereas if we use our own ability to apply reason, there's no way to establish that the self, you know, exists in its own right. There's no way to establish that based on inference. And so if we use inference and the ability of ourselves to apply a logical reason, then we can understand the difference of these two teachings and come to our own conviction that selflessness is a correct teaching.
To wo kande ji na ra ta rang we ta me be ju se de wo kande ji na ko ju da ke da ne ko ran cha she ma bo ji so ne ko du gu re ma do ko cha she so bo la te me gung ge ko ran jang jang cha me be yo mi si re na yo tu ki ma re
ne So if we examine how things come into existence, whatever they might be, whatever phenomena we see around us, we can understand that it came into existence, whether it's the house or whatever it might be, you know, in dependence upon many different factors coming together, and all of these factors are not the thing itself, but then when they all come together and they aggregate in a certain way, then we understand that's a house, you know, or that is that particular object. But you really can't find anything that somehow exists on its own without doing that. There's nothing that has some kind of an independent existence that out there, you know, just, what do you say, what is that, it means like, you know, it's self-instituted, you know? Yeah, no, there isn't something that just sort of has this, you know, existence pointable, you know, separate from everything else, you know, existing right there on its own. So you really can't point out that this is Joshua, for instance. You can just sort of, you know, is that Joshua? No, it's actually his arm, you know, that, you know, touch Joshua on his side, here's Joshua, you know, but that's actually just his arm. There's no real, you know, finding of something that is on its own Joshua, right? And so that's the idea of this, that you can approach this kind of a teaching easily through the reason of what we call dependent arising, that things have this kind of dependent existence, or come into existence dependent upon a huge mass of other factors.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have
a thing?
I just had a question about dependent arising. The way
Oh yeah, we gotta get the. We have these other people here on the Skype, so they don't hear you from there.
I just had a question about dependent arising. I've heard it described in a few different ways, and I just want to make sure, because this is the way I understand it. I just wanted to see if this makes sense. Is that it's almost like instead of selflessness, or the false self would be kind of when we make something solid, when we try to make it, ourself, like this permanent unitary thing that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But if we think of ourselves as the observing self, you know, that the part that can kind of see all of the different pieces that are constantly changing, you know, there is some part of us that observes and mm-hmm. sees that. And so, you know, I kind of see it as the observing self, but everything that you're observing is constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
Would that kind of fit the description of dependent arising?
Mm. Oh, I see. Dakchi Rangwam Chenki Dakti Yong Tugi Mare, that's a Denjing Jalpa Jongwa Kuala Kod Jiva Jigiyare Kod Jena Denjung Di Kandre Du Di Kasa Dakchi Rangwam Chenki Dakti Yong Mare Yinyan Dak Surab Chik Di Hago Go Kasa How to Say Maybe the observant self is going to be hard to say, but that's a samlo dang dang samlo danken chigyode de di gyu gen la dene jumbare di kosa dende samlo danken chi di den jungi da rebe kosa den jing drop of jungwe Dak Rebe, so because Hago Goken Chi Yorwa, because that's a Pa Dagi Yorwa, the Daken Dende, that's a Denjungi Dak Rebe, called Dak the Kandre Zere,
called Pa Dijiri, Didiris,
Sam Kendi, Denjin Drumba Drumwe Ki Dao Re Ko Kasa Dak De Den Kasa Jalak Di Denjung Re Hagogi Orwa. You know, Pa Dagi Orwa. Then a Dak De
Ha Gongen Disigo.
Yeah, Dak Gongen, yeah, Hagogen De.
Some Lutangen Disigo.
La De De Dikor Lako.
Di Denjung Rebesigo.
Di Denjung Rebe. La De Denjin Drumba Drumwe Dak Rebe.
Di dares pa samgen chidwa. Di dares samgen de migi sheba chik ton sobur ji ton. Rwa. Ene tokwa ki sheba samgen ta jo di joshua re di tare di kambudya re sampa samgen ora. Sa ko migi sheba le tuvira. Ene ta la shingi di tokwa sem. Ta da sem ni kaga rwa. Sem tokwa dwa tablo o di Tenji Deva Jores, Samutangi, Togba, the Sheba de Samutangi ora.
No.
Did a den and a daddy, Samutangare, dag, did tending by Shinki to Segura.
No.
Sheba letters in Delne dag, Sheba Shagura.
No.
Shinking daddy, could Tenji Deva Jore de Ora.
No.
Tan Judos, Deshas, Shabyangal Deshas, Gora, De Orva. So good the day is I need it, Ta Deshas, Gora. And Drosson.
When we're talking about the self that is a dependent arising, okay, and you're thinking about maybe calling it the observant self or something, that self that understands some object as a dependent arising, okay, that observes something as being a dependent arising, is a dependent arising itself in the sense that you have the object, and then you have the, some kind of physical sense faculty that is picking, seeing that object, say. And then you have a consciousness that, those different factors to coming together, and then we say that's the self-observing. But that self-observing, something as a dependent arising, is a dependent arising itself, in that it depends upon these other factors for it to then come into existence and have this understanding of something as a dependent arising, have an understanding of dependent arising.
So, but the shibush tugiora, Timadongazu marriage tansona, decares na akumidwa. So will a duty or a course, so will Sada, Trada, Luda, Tesul Turne, Duty or a Tesul man is Japsha to Sora Chetumuda, Sudasumer Hako to your mother.
Yes.
Sheba Yunare, Desigora.
Yes.
Shall you receive Hako?
Yes, yes.
Sheba Chevala, so will a duty or a Miwanda, Sada, Tesukanga, Chenu, Samuko Yora.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we have to think of our as our mind, okay, being dependent upon the body, okay, it has to be, it has to come into dependence on the body. If we somehow lose the connection with the body, right, then it's clear to us that like if you're under anesthesia in surgery, for instance, you've lost this connection with the body, and so then you don't have any, idea of a self, understanding anything. So there has to be some kind of connection between mind and body.
Oma.
Oh, Karen?
I have two things. One is to
wait.
To respond to Nancy, not respond, but say something about Nancy's question
Why don't you ask the question, because it's getting late, and just whatever your question is, just let me know what your question is.
Just about maybe when Buddha saw that people were afraid of the idea of emptiness, maybe by telling them what he did, he joined with them. They trusted him more and would follow and listen better. He calmed them down in their fear, and that was the purpose of not explaining emptiness or even contradicting himself. My question is just if Geshe would explain the two speech non-virtues, the two particular divisive speech and the senseless speech, particularly the third one.
Which one? Which one? Offensive speech?
The last one of the three. Senseless speech, when you expose your bias, you said.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not clear on that one.
Yeah, oh. For the... Ngāki migewe le shi kōrlo, for the shiba de, kōsa...
Sēnē tāma tsukto ngākiara.
Ngākiara, right? Ngākiara, the kandē du, the kō... the kande du ko denden singyo ma
re te tonda mebe sigde wa nirin chagdan gi suare bta wa sike ji she tonda yo mar wa
ne
tonda mebe nirin chagdan le so ba ni ya go mar ko chi chi che sha chi 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 tonda yo mar wa
ne
o tin tonda mebe sig ke na ga chel sigde wa
nirin
chagdan gi ke ji she ya
wa nirin chagdan gi ke ji
tonda mebe wa ta tendo yo mar so so de shendal hand in hand, but man, again, the catch a shed in it, don't
matter. So it means speech that's not helpful to others, basically. If you're talking from a viewpoint of bias or prejudice, you know, from, you know, talking, it literally, Geshe is saying, talking from a viewpoint of bias, you know, of, it's strongly attached to one thing, or strongly hostile towards another. Just to express that to others is not helpful, and so that's the kind of speech that he's talking about.
Is there a moment to comment on the first thought that maybe Buddha was joining with the follower who had fear, so that they would trust him more and listen more later and be calm in the moment?
Yeah, let me do. Kojina Yang, Jitina de Michik, Domba Niki Gorla, Senan Kegire de Sange Hagosan, Kenson. Then it Kunki Dak Yo, it is Sundu. Chichena did ko me de ko sangye duts sunna dene sangye la that's lo kegide me de sangye la that's yiche jegide lo kegide digi dunda yang sigide be
mo dimare ko da mesen ko cheda lungu yora
Chiribavichi, So it's not that purpose, actually, the one that you mentioned. The purpose of the Buddha teaching that the self does exist, and there is this self-existent self. The reason he said that was because he saw that if he said that sign of it, that the self doesn't, the self in that sense doesn't exist, if he said that to the person, then they would, he understood that they would fall into a nihilistic view. Then they would, he saw that they were in danger of becoming nihilistic and that nothing exists if he said that, and they wouldn't then keep ethical discipline, and they wouldn't believe in former and future lives, that they would turn into a nihilistic view. So then he would wait for them to give it more thought. And then once they had given this more thought, then he could say, to them that such a self in that sense doesn't exist. He taught both these views, and then he also didn't say anything. There was some circumstances where he didn't ever say anything to certain people who they said, well, does the self exist or not? And then he would just stay quiet. From a non-Buddhist philosopher's view, they said, well, this is proof that the Buddha didn't really know, because he couldn't answer in that case. And then, but the reason that he didn't answer was that he saw that, that if he answered one way, like the self doesn't exist, they wouldn't understand. And if he said, oh, the self does exist, it would harden their view of the self existing in a certain way. So then, given those two possibilities, he just kept quiet. That was the way he dealt with that situation. We're getting late. Then we're going to say our dedication here. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri, and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. Okay. You're welcome. Never saying that.